This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says they're not going to stop searching for the missing in the condo building collapse. He describes himself as an old Navy guy and says when somebody's missing in action in the military, you're missing until you're found. We don't stop the search. 149 people are missing. 12 others are known dead. Possible bad weather ahead could complicate things for rescue crews. Here's our Julie Walker.
More than 200 rescuers at a time work the site. Intermittent bad weather already causing temporary delays in the search. Kevin Guthrie with the Florida Division of Emergency Management said yesterday the federal government is sending help.
We're going to bring in another team. We want to rotate those out so that we can get some resources back in case we may be dealing with some type of tropical cycle.
Those resources include Miami-Dade Fire Rescue along with every Florida Urban Search and Rescue Task Force. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
Nobody's giving up hope here.
I'm Julie Walker.
The heat is miserable in parts of the West. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Seattle and Portland endured temperatures well above 100 through the past weekend and Monday before the air mass moved further inland Tuesday. Like most people in the region, Greta England scrambled to find an air conditioner for her Seattle apartment.
We went to Home Depot, we went to Target, we went to Lowe's. Everywhere we went, it was sold out. So we only had one little box fan in our apartment, and it was way too hot.
Spokane, Washington hit 109 degrees Tuesday, its highest temperature ever. I'm Tim McGuire.
It's sweltering in parts of the Northeast, too, including Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. President Biden reportedly is set to temporarily raise pay for federal firefighters, so no one fighting wildland fires is making less than $15 an hour. It's shaping up to be a fierce fire season in western states. This is AP News. There's a divide over a possible new investigation into the January attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
The House is expected to vote today on creating a select committee to investigate the deadly January attack on the U.S. Capitol, but Republicans are expected to vote no. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise sent a memo to House Republicans, encouraging them to vote against the formation of a select committee to learn more about what was behind the deadly Capitol incursion in January. Scalise warned lawmakers a 13-member panel selected by Speaker Nancy Pelosi is likely to pursue a partisan agenda, which could include criticism of former President Trump. The House passed a bill in May to create a bipartisan commission, but that was blocked by Republicans in the Senate. Some police officers who survived the January attack are pressuring House GOP leaders to take the investigation seriously. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.